On last week, we left off at chapter number 14 and verse number 31. Chapter number 14 and verse number 31, we talked about life after the Egyptians drowned in that sea. Life after the Egyptians drowned in the sea. Now, as we said, if Israel would have kept this mind frame, they would have done themselves really good. Chapter number 14 of Exodus, verses number 31, it says, "And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." Now remember, this is after the Israelites walked across the Red Sea on dry ground. The scripture says that the water was like a wall on both the right and the left side. They walked across on dry ground, and then when the Egyptians tried to follow behind them, the Lord gave the waters back strength, and the waters overcame the Egyptians, Pharaoh's army, and they drowned. And the scripture says not one of them escaped. And Jesus also caused the bodies of the Egyptians, as well as their chariots, to wash up on the shore. And he told Israel, basically, let this be a memorial to you, to remind you that regardless of who your enemies are, if you follow behind me, I'll fight your battles. And Jesus is true to his word. Israel won a war, as I said, that they did not have to lift not one weapon. They did not have to lift not one weapon, neither did they have to ball up their fists. Jesus fought their enemies for them. All right? Jesus fought their enemies for them. Now, chapter number 15 and 1 really starts off the concept of the theme for this year, given to us by Elder Scudder, My Song. Given to us by our senior pastor, titled My Song. Chapter number 15 of Exodus and verse number 1 says, "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him." Now, when you look at this particular, these two verses here, and then after we read these two verses, I want to jump over. We're going to look at verse number 20, all right? But I want to start at verse number 15 and 1. Now, 15 and 1, you notice the thing that promoted the song. What promoted the song? What promoted or caused the children of Israel to sing, and what caused Moses to sing? Jesus gave them victory. Now, as a result of Jesus giving them victory, they said it's time to praise the Lord. And it's the same way with you and I. It's time, when we come into the church, it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to talk about the victory that Jesus gave us. And you say, "Well, Elder Scudder, I had a good day yesterday." Well, the Lord gave you victory over something. The Lord gave you victory. If he woke you up this morning, he gave you victory over something. The enemy may have been trying to kill you all during the night. You just didn't know it. You never know how many people walked by your house and thought about breaking into your door and taking your life. You don't know who was waiting around the corner when you came out your door, had the mind to take your life. You don't know what blood clot was creeping up into your body, trying to get to your heart or your brain or your lung. You don't know what's in you right now is trying to take your life. You don't even know what's in the air right now, hovering over your mind, trying to get inside of you to take your life. So when the Lord bless us to come into the church, it's time to praise the Lord. It's time to praise Him because the Lord gave us victory. All right? Now, everybody, the Lord didn't take advantage of that victory. You look around the sanctuary right now and you see somebody that's not here, they didn't get no victory. Huh? You think about it. Anybody that's not here this morning, they didn't get no victory. Why? Because the enemy got them. Huh? Whatever the enemy put before them, it stopped them. Huh? That's the truth, saint. I know people don't want to look at it like that, but the Lord told you, says, this is the day that the Lord has made. He said, I will do what? Rejoice and be glad in it, right? David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go. And now, anything stop you from doing that, that devil got the victory over you. But when you're able to get your feet in where the Lord is, the house of prayer. That's what the church is. The church is the house of prayer. Whenever you can get your feet in the house of prayer, that's something to praise Jesus for. Especially when you know how hard the enemy has been trying to prevent you from just getting here. I ain't talking about no other place. I'm talking about where Jesus is. The enemy don't want you here. And as much as he can prevent you from getting here, he's happy. You look at 2020. 2020, how many? What's the day? The 12th. January 12th, 2020. That means we've had 12 days in this year. We ain't had a whole lot. I ain't say 20. I ain't say 30. I ain't say 60. It's been 12 days already in this year. And how many times has the enemy kept you back from getting into the service? Huh? 12 days. It ain't been a whole lot. I ain't say last year. I didn't bring up last year. I'm only talking about this year. And it's only been 12 days. And you should be asking yourself, how many times did I miss in these 12 days? It ain't been much. And you say, well, the days that you missed, you think about, was that in your mind when you woke up that morning? When you got up that morning, did you say, I ain't going to go to church today? Nah. You ain't had that in your mind. Well, you shouldn't have had it. But you think about how the enemy attacked your mind and attacked your body, trying to prevent you from serving the Lord, trying to prevent you from praising Jesus. That's all the devil was doing to Israel. Enemy did not want Israel to get to the other side of the Red Sea. Oh, you remember when they were on the side with the Egyptians, they weren't singing. They weren't singing on that other side. They were looking at Moses, telling Moses, you done brought us into this desert to kill us. It would have been better for us to stay on over in Egypt. Here you done brought us out of Egypt, and now Pharaoh and his army is mad at us, and we ain't got nowhere to go. We ain't got nothing but a big old body of water in front of us and Pharaoh's angry army behind us. And while they were complaining, Moses was praying. Moses was praying to Jesus saying, Lord, you brought us out of bondage. And you brought us out with a mighty outstretched arm. Look at the faith and the discouragement of the people. Prove yourself once again. And while they were complaining, the Lord sent down fire and made a pillar of fire get between Israel and Egypt. Isn't that something? Now, out of nowhere, you should ask yourself, where did the fire come from? It came from out of the heavens. The Lord caused a pillar, like a wall of fire, to separate Israel from Egypt. And then when he caused that wall of fire to appear, Jesus told Moses, stretch out your staff. Stretch out your staff. And when the Lord told him to do that, Moses told the people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You need to tell yourself that. Whenever the enemy is trying to prevent you from moving forward, you need to tell your brain. You need to tell your thoughts. Be silent. Stop all that whispering in my mind. We need to stand still and see the Lord work. We need to stand still and see the Lord. That's the truth, saints. Stop letting your thoughts run rampant. Stop letting your mind go all off. Get all over the place. Stop letting people cause your mind to go all over the place. You need to close your ears. Cut your phone off. Close your windows. And tell your mind, stand still. And let's see Jesus work. Jesus, you promised to deliver me. Deliver me from what? All of my enemies. Every hindrance, every obstacle. Jesus, you promised to deliver me. You know I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell, Jesus. I don't want to spend eternity eternally separated from you. I don't want to go where a devil that don't love me is at. But I want to go with the one that died on the cross. Jesus, you died on the cross for me. You suffered, bled, and died so that I could have eternal life. And you see that I'm trying to serve you. You see that I'm trying to run for my life. Nobody but the devil don't want you to do that. Nobody but the devil don't want you to do that. And when you stand still and you see the Lord part the Red Sea for you. In other words, you see the Lord make a way for you. Huh? And when the Lord make a way, what did he tell you to do? Walk. Huh? Lord don't tell you to sit there and do nothing. He tell you to get up and walk. In other words, start serving me. Be about my business. Huh? Well, how do I serve the Lord? Through fasting and through praying. Huh? When you get discouraged, that's the time to turn your plate down. Remember, you're spiritually under attack. Therefore, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal. In other words, you can't pick up your phone for the answer. You can't ball up your fist for the answer. You can't reach into your pocket for the answer. The devil is not attacking you that way. He's attacking your mind. Therefore, you need to use spiritual weapons. Jesus said, fast and pray. Turn your plate down. Turn that cup upside down. Get on your knees and call on Jesus. You say, oh, it's good. I gotta go to work. Get in the mind. Get on your knees in your mind and call on Jesus. These are your weapons. These are your tools. When you resist the devil, he will flee from you, right? But you've got to do something, right? You got to do something. You can't sit by the side of the road and say, woe is me. And you definitely can't bring other people in to your problem because they ain't got no answers. They got their own problems. The only one that can help you with these spiritual attacks is somebody that's greater than that devil. Jesus greater than the devil. Therefore, you need to go to the one that got all power. Huh? That's why I love that Moses prayed and the Lord answered prayer. Because the Lord sent down a pillar of fire and put a wedge between Israel and the Egyptians. And the Lord told him, it was as though the Lord was talking to Egypt. And Egypt didn't get the message. What was the Lord saying to Egypt? These are my people. Huh? These are my people that you're going after. You will not get them. And when the Lord moved that pillar of fire, you can see the devil getting into Egypt's mind, in the Egyptians' mind. They said, we got them now. They had the audacity to chase behind a group of people that was walking in the middle of the water. Now, when your mind would have told you, I better leave them people alone. Here was water in front of them. And now all of a sudden, the water done went up on both sides. And they walking across on dry ground. You think I'm going to let the devil fool me to follow behind the people like that? But when the Lord lets your heart and your mind get hardened, you lose consciousness. You lose common sense. You do foolish stuff. That's why you thank the Lord for being in your right mind. You ain't got no mind to do nothing foolish. You got a mind to see Jesus working and know when the Lord is working. You know when the Lord is making a way for you. Huh? You know when the Lord done carved out a path for you to walk on. Now it's up to you just to get up and start the walking. Huh? Come on. They could have stood on the other side murmuring and complaining. But they had a mind. When they saw the water go up, the scripture said great fear came on them. Huh? And they did what? They believed Jesus. And they did what? They walked across that ground. Then got on the other side. And then they saw the Lord work again. What did the Lord do? He gave the water strength. And all the Egyptians died. Scripture said not one of them got out. Huh? All of them died. And their bodies went up on the side of the shore. It didn't go to the other side. But the Lord said, I'm going to bring them bodies on the side that you on right now. Why are you going to bring them enemies in front of me, Jesus? To remind you that when you play around with Jesus, you're going to lose every time. When you try to thumb your nose up at Jesus, you're going to lose every time. Huh? The Lord killed the Egyptians. Huh? He didn't cause them to fall asleep. He killed them. He took their life away from them. And he allowed their bodies. Come on, go up on, go to chapter number 14 and look at verse number 30. Look at verse number 29. So y'all ain't got to take my word for it. Chapter number 14 and look at 29.
But the children of Israel walked upon dry land.
See, faith is what kind of a word? Faith is an action word. You can sit at home and do nothing if you want to. You ain't got no faith. Faith is a get up. Huh? Faith is a get up word. Huh? Faith ain't no word for you to just say, I'm going to sit on the side of my bed and pray. No. Faith means get up. Get up and move down the path that Jesus had carved out for you. Don't you realize, saints, he gave you this holiness church. This ain't a place where we come in here and play. We come in here and we be serious about the salvation of your soul. Some folks say, Elder Scudder, you tough, you strict. No, it ain't me. I'm giving you what the word says. I'm telling you what the word of God says. And I'm not cutting no corners. I'm not smiling. I'm not making no joke of it. Because your life is too serious. Your soul is at stake. Do y'all understand that? When you stop breathing, your soul got to stand before Jesus. And it's going to be judged. You got to give an answer for everything you've done in this body. Whether it's good or bad. So you thank the Lord he carved a way for you to get past all of the foolishness, all of the mess that is out there, and brought you into a holiness church, a place that is called out by his name, right? That's the truth. Don't cut no corners. We all pray. We all got to do what the word say do. Huh? Everybody got to pay tithes. Huh? Everybody got to come to church. Huh? Come on. This is not do as I say kind of work. This is follow me as I follow Jesus. You see me do what you do. Huh? You see me sing, you need to get up and sing. Huh? You say, well, Elder Scudder, your voice done cut off, but you still see my lips moving. That means you got to sing with everything inside of you. Huh? You say, Elder Scudder, you got a headache? Yeah, but I still be up preaching. Huh? Still be up delivering the word of God. That lets you know this is a selfless work. Meaning you got to get out of yourself. You can't be talking about how you feel. Not when it's time to serve the Lord. We owe Jesus out of everything. Jesus got up on that cross with a headache, a backache, an ankle ache, a wrist ache. He stayed up there on that cross. He stayed up there for how long? All day long. Scripture said that he emptied out all of his blood. His blood came out, and when he got thirsty, that devil pierced him in his side. Pierced him in his side till the blood and the water came out. And then when he had no more blood, he said, it is finished. Meaning I did the work. That's what you want to do. When your life is over, you want to say, Lord, it is finished. I did the work, right? Huh? Don't you want to be able to say that about yourself? It's finished. I did the work, Lord Jesus. I preached your word. I sang the songs you gave me. I read the book you gave me. I told the people to get themselves saved. I did the work. And at the end of the day, when the Lord snatches the breath out of you, you want to be able to say, it is finished. Meaning, I did my job, right? That's true. You want to be able to say, I did my job. I did it with everything inside of me. Huh? Some of y'all come up to me talking about what the Lord gave you a mind to do. Shame on you if you don't do it. Because at the end of the day, who you say gave you the mind to do it? The Lord. Huh? Don't you realize you're going to have to answer to Jesus for that one? Huh? Whether you sick, whether you struggling, the Lord said, I gave you a work to do. Huh? Don't you realize the crippled people still had to get to the other side? Huh? When the Lord opened up that Red Sea, whoever was on one side had to get to the other side. Meaning you got to move, right? Well, Elder Scudder, what if they couldn't walk? Find a brother. Find a sister. Carry me. Why? Because I got to get to the other side, right? I can't stay on this side. Why can't you stay on this side with your sick, crippled self? Because the Lord done made a way for me. Lord done opened up the Red Sea. And the Lord told Moses to tell me, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And when the Lord made a way, he didn't make that way for me to look at it. He made that way for me to walk. For me to get up. Faith is an action word. Lord gave you breath in your body this morning for you to do something. For you to get up, right? For you to be active, right? He didn't give you that breath in your body for you to look over at the alarm clock and say, I'm going to go back to sleep. Ain't nobody telling you to do that but the devil. Huh? Lord said, this is my day. This is the day for you to praise me. Huh? Come on, saints. When the Lord looked down from heaven at this hour of the day, what do you want him to see you doing? I want him to see me doing what the saints is doing. Huh? What are the saints doing? We're listening to the word of God. Huh? We're listening to what thus saith the Lord. Huh? A couple of minutes ago, we were singing praise. What do you want the Lord to see you doing? I want the Lord to see me praising his name. And let him know I praise you, Jesus. I magnify you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
True.
Hallelujah.
What do you want the Lord to see you do? Huh? You want the Lord to see you having a pity party on the side of the road? Talking about what you're going through? Lord said, I ain't give you this day for that. This is the day of salvation. Huh? What is salvation? Salvation means to be delivered. This is the day of salvation. Huh? Meaning I can be delivered. Lord, looking for you to get up out of your sick bed and say, Lord, I can be delivered, right? I don't have to be bound no more, right? That's the truth. Lord, looking for shouts of praise. Huh? Lord, I done took the time to bring you away from your enemy. Huh? What was your enemy? Drugs, money, sex, fighting, violence, death. That was trying to get you. All while you was out there in the world. But the Lord said, I'm going to put a pillar of fire between you and your enemy. And when I make a way for you to escape, when I open up the Red Sea for you, Lord said, walk. In other words, get up and start moving, right? Now it's up to you to find that faith. To say, when the Lord, I see you made a way for me. It's up to you to see that road and say, it's time to move. Don't nobody want to move with you. That's okay. Let them stay right on the other side. But as for me and my house, in other words, me and my mind, we got to move, right? Why? Because I see Jesus over another way. And I would be a fool to stay on the other side, right? Because the very thing the Lord is delivering me from, if I'm not careful, it's going to catch me. And when it catch me, it ain't going to play with me. It's going to cut my life off. Y'all realize that, don't you? You know the devil ain't playing with you. The devil want to cut your life off. And if you mess around and fool with that devil, he going to catch you one day. And when he catch you, he going to cut your life off. And then what are you going to do, right? Huh? Ask the Egyptians when they messed around with Jesus. And what did the Lord do to them? He cut their life off. What did the Lord? Come on. Y'all don't have to take my word for it. The scripture said that the children of Israel walked upon the dry land in the midst of the sea. Meaning in the middle of the sea. Y'all understand that? The waters were a what? Y'all understand this? Y'all know what a wall is. This is a wall. This is sheet rock. But Israel had, they didn't have no wall of sheet rock. This wasn't sheet rock. This was water. Y'all understand this? When Israel walked, you see sheet rock here. But Israel on both sides of them was nothing but water. And the Lord told them, stop walking. Y'all see how I'm walking between walls? They was walking through walls on dry ground. And when their enemies tried to follow behind them, the Lord said, no more. He made the water come back in. And the Egyptians drowned in that water. Israel walked from this side all the way to the over on the other side. Over to the Mitchell. Stand over there by that door. I want you to understand. I want you to visually see this. This is where Israel started at. And the Lord told Moses, he opened up that staff. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And the Lord made the water go up like a wall. And the Lord said, he dried up the ground. So they didn't walk on no mud. They walked on dry ground. So Israel started walking. And they eventually got where Sister Mitchell is at. On the other side. And the Egyptians said, we going to do the same thing. So the Egyptians said, let's follow behind him with our horses and our chariots. And we're in Israel on the other side. And the Egyptians said, we're going to go follow behind him. But when they got right here, the Lord said the waters got strength and overcame them. The Lord didn't make the Egyptians' body go back this way. The Lord made their dead body go over there where Israel was at. And he said, I'm going to do that to remind you. To remind you, when I fight your enemy, I win every time, right? Lord don't lose no battles. He wins every battle. Therefore, when Moses and the children of Israel saw the Egyptians' bodies, the chariots, not coming after them, they was laying on the ground on by the beach. When Moses saw that, according to chapter number 15 and verse number 1, Moses said what? It's time to praise the Lord. Y'all see that? In 15 and 1, when Moses saw the Egyptians were dead, 15 and 1 said Moses and the children of Israel did what? In other words, it's time to praise the Lord. They had no praise, woe is me. No. Look at what kind of song they were singing. They said the Lord has triumphed. Is that a song of victory? The Lord has triumphed, right? That's true. That's why I tell you, when we come in here for service, this ain't no dead place. Don't you come in here with no dead song. Don't come in here with no dead attitude. Keep your dead attitude in the streets. When you come through these doors, you tell them, the Lord, you gave me victory. Ain't that the truth, saints? That's why I love some of these praise songs. When we get to praising the Lord so, then all of a sudden, you hear one of the saints say, what's his name? Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Saints say, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Say it like you mean it. Jesus. Say it with everything inside of you. Jesus. Saints get to calling on that name over and over again. What are we telling the devil? Devil, you lost. Devil, you lost. Jesus gave me the victory, right? victory. How you know Satan looking at the corner of you? Say, how you know he gave you the victory? Look at where I stand. Look at where my feet are pointed at this day. I'm talking about yesterday. Look at where my feet are pointed at this day. Today Jesus gave me victory. And for that I praise him, right? For that I praise the Lord. Now you can let the devil take your praise out of you if you want to. Come on, you the loser. You the loser. The Lord said, I done done something for you. Did something for you you couldn't do by yourself. I done planted your feet on a solid rock. I planted your feet on a solid rock. And for that the Lord said, you owe me praise. Kept you all during the night. You didn't keep yourself. No. You didn't keep yourself. You didn't have the strength to keep yourself. You were too busy snoring. You were too busy turning over. You were too busy yawning. You were too busy scratching in the middle of the night. But what did the Lord do? The Lord kept you. He let you see a brand new day. He could have kept you asleep. Dead sleep. Some people didn't even wake up this morning. They dead sleep. But the Lord woke you up. And what did you do when you woke up? You didn't get up on the side of your bed and say, I guess I'm going to go to the movies today. Nah, you didn't do that. You didn't get up on the side of your bed and say, well, I think I'm going to fix dinner for 6 o'clock. I think we're going to have this and that. You didn't do that. You didn't get up on the side of your bed and say, well, you know, I ain't feeling all that great today. I think I'm going to just stay on home and I'll see the saints the next time. You didn't do that. You didn't look at it and say, I don't know how I'm going to get over there because I don't have this and I don't have that. Therefore, I'm going to just sit here and have me a pity party. Every time somebody asks you, where was you at today? Well, you know I couldn't come. Pity party. But you sat on the side of your bed and you resisted that devil. Devil kept trying to tell you, no, don't do it. Don't do it. You might have been bending over to put your house shoes on. That might make a little pain hit your back. Ooh, I really should lay back down. But you said, no, got to get on up. Got to get myself up. Got to get myself moving. Started stretching yourself. Jesus, please. Sometimes you got to do that, say. Sometimes you got to stretch yourself. Say, Jesus, please. Give me the strength. It's time for me to run for my life, right? You got your clothes on, and you went outside, took a good old inhale of that breath out, air outside. You said, let me get on out here, get to church. Come on, saints, yes you did. Yes you did, you got on out there. Got on out there, somebody else might have been trying to pull you. Phone might have started ringing. Telling you, come on, what you gonna do today? Man, you ain't got no time to go to church. I was gonna go, but I said I wasn't gonna go. You ain't paying no attention to any of that. See, the Lord is to be praised. I'm trying to tell you, the Lord is to be praised, saints. You gotta stop and look at every hindrance, everything that was trying to prevent you from moving forward. But look at where you are. You got here, didn't you? You got here. And the Lord said, because you here, I put a song. I put a song in your heart. Whoever's home right now can't sing the song I sing. I can tell them about it, but they sure can't sing it. What kind of song can you sing that they can't sing? A song of victory. Thank you, Jesus. I can praise the Lord for the victory, right? I can praise him for the victory. Because somehow I made it.
and he calls me to triumph. Y'all know what that word triumph means? It means to overcome it. See, if I want to triumph, if this was a hindrance, so many people let little stuff like this be hindrances. But see, the Lord gave you the strength to triumph over that. Even though that could, you got problems in your body, but you thank the Lord for the spiritual strength that when you can, the Lord gives you the ability to triumph over that stuff. That when the Lord gives you the ability to do it, he's like, I done brought you over it. Now what you gonna do? What are you going to do when I give you the ability to triumph? Moses said, I'm going to praise him. The Lord put a song inside of me. What is that song? The Lord hath triumphed. Is that what that verse says? For the Lord hath triumphed. It wasn't my strength. Y'all know it wasn't your strength. You couldn't do this by yourself. It wasn't you that did it. It wasn't nobody but Jesus. And the Lord said, I want to get the credit for it, right? Lord wants you to say, in all of your ways, you acknowledge Jesus. Huh? If once you get over that thing, you acknowledge the Lord like you're supposed to. Lord said, I will direct your path. And all your ways do what? Acknowledge him. And he shall do what? Direct. Lord will tell you when to go left and he'll tell you when to go right. Lord will tell you when to stop and tell you when to move. Meaning he will do what? He will direct. Man, it's up to you to follow his instruction, right? He done gave you instruction. Now follow it, right? Don't be a one-time doer. When the Lord give you instruction to do something, do it. Huh? He bless you to see the next day, do it again. Huh? Well, how many times am I have to keep doing until he tell you something else to do? Huh? I think that was you say, sis. Lord told you, lead them folk alone and pay attention to yourself. So that, then, who told you that? Now the Lord told you. I didn't call you and tell you that. I didn't text you. I didn't email you. You said the Lord spoke to you, right? Now it's up to you to keep on doing whatever the Lord told you to do. Right? Now the Lord done had that conversation with all of us. He done told all of us something. Now it's up to us to do what? Do it. Stop sitting on the side of the road saying, well, I'm waiting to hear from the Lord. The Lord done talked to you already. Now he telling you to do what he told you to do, right? You looking for him to tell you something else to do, and you ain't did what he told you to do the first time yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hey, that's like you cooking a recipe. Part number one, say, oh, I know how to do that. You drop the part number two, and you get to going. This ain't turning out right. Because you didn't do number one first. You too busy talking about you know what you're doing. Stop and do number one first. Then number two will turn out like it's supposed to. And like that brother took all that stuff off the car. Ain't no reason you took it off. You shouldn't find a place for it to go back. That means you don't remember what you took it off from. That just common sense, right? Here you got screws. I don't know where this go. It don't belong. What do you mean it don't belong? It was on there before you got started. You didn't follow the instructions right. Well, it don't make no sense. It's going to be. No, it's not going to be all right. I'll be the fellow that put the car together meant for the piece to be right there. Now, you may not see its significance, but it's there for a reason. Now, when I start driving 15 years later and something fall off, I go to the dealer and the dealer says, you're missing a part. What part am I missing? It looked just like this. You know, I got a cap on my countertop. It's a part that looked just like this. Who took it off? Who took it off? Honestly, the person that took it off didn't know what they was doing. Does that make sense? It's the same way with you spiritually. Stop listening to folk that don't know what they're doing. Lord done gave you how many pastors? Ain't a whole lot of us. It ain't a whole lot. Out of the three churches we got three pastors. One for each church. It's amazing how many people try to do what the pastors told, try to do their job. I'm going to call Sister so-and-so and they're going to tell me what to do. But that ain't your pastor. Huh? Well, I don't want to bother my pastor. Who told you was bothering them? Lord told him to watch for your soul.
Right, right.
So how are you bothering somebody the Lord told to do something?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to call. Well, let's talk. Let's deal with that. Why don't you want to call him?
Jesus.
That's what you need to be. Why don't you want to call him? Because I already know what he goes. Okay. I already know what he goes. Okay. Huh? So why are you calling this other person? Because they're not going to tell me what I already. They're going to tell me it's okay. But I'm trying to warn you all, saints. I'm trying to warn you. When you stand before Jesus, he's going to judge you according to his word. Not what sister or brother so-and-so said. And it is my job to preach the word. To preach the word in season. And in other words, when you want to hear it. And when you know what it is. Huh? So who should be your best friend?
Seems like to me y'all should stick real close to Elder Scott. Huh? Y'all should have me on speed dial.
Huh? So you don't go call nobody else. Let me call my pastor first. Just get your mind ready when you call. Because he's going to tell me the truth. Because I am going to tell you the truth. Just get your mind ready. When you call, humble yourself. Take a good old piece of humble pie. Put your listening ears on. Because it ain't a time for you to do a whole lot of this. Say what your issue is and let the Lord speak to you. Because what I'm going to say, well, you do know the word says X, Y, and Z. And at the end of the day, we got to be doers of the word. I'm trying to tell you, your life will be so much better. Your life will be so much better. Why? Because at the end of the day, who's going to be leading and guiding you? Jesus. He's going to be doing what? Directing. Psalms 100. Don't take my word for it. Look at Psalms chapter number 1 and verse number 1. It don't say, woe to the man. Look at Psalms 1 and 1. Look at Psalms 1 and 1. What does Psalms 1 and 1 say? Y'all go find it now. Don't quote it if you don't know it too sure what it is. Read it for yourself. It's right there in your book. Psalms 1 and 1. You ain't have to wonder what chapter it is. It's the first chapter. It's almost 150 chapters. I don't know which one. It's the first chapter. I don't know which one. It's the first verse. 1 and 1. Psalms 1 and 1. What does it say? So stop right there. If your family ain't in the church, stop listening to them.
Yes.
They are the counsel of the ungodly, right?
Yes. Amen.
If your mama ain't in the church, your mama, your daddy, your grandpappy, your grandmammy, I don't care who it is. Your sister, your brother, your auntie, your uncle, your cousin. I don't care who it is. 1 and 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of who? What else? Elder Scott, you keep telling me to stop going over. I'm not telling you nothing. The Lord said it. Stop standing with the sinners. Get off the corner. You standing there with the drug boys. I mean, standing up there with having a good old time. Here they are selling drugs. Hold on one second, man. Let me pay. You standing there. You just standing there with them. Just having a good old time. Just talking with them. And they doing all they do. Now, I'm trying to tell you, the Lord done told you, don't stand with them folks.
That's right.
But you don't understand. They my good friend. The Lord said, don't stand with them folks.
Jesus.
Huh? Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, somebody do a jump out.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Or a drive by.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And here you are on the floor.
Yeah.
What happened to you, brother so-and-so? A bullet grazed. A what? A bullet grazed you. How did a bullet graze you? Where was you at? Oh, well, you know.
Jesus.
Help us,
Lord.
Was you home? Nah. Was you on your way to church? No. Was you at work? Because you know you can get workers' comp for that. No. I wasn't at work. But where was you at? I saw somebody and they told me, come here. Saw who? Somebody I grew up with. Are they coming to church next week?
No.
Nah. They not there yet. What that means? You don't need to be there yet. Now remember, the elder Scudder say this. It's in your own book. Psalms 1. Nor sitteth in the seat of the what? Why is your attitude so bad, brother? Why is your attitude so bad, sister? I notice you haven't been to church. Where have you been at? Oh, you all up in my business. What I say, Brother Rob, do you. Huh? Go on and do you,
right?
Now, when the devil come your way, do not call me. Because I'm going to tell you what you're going to do. First thing, Elder Scott, can you have the saints pray for me? What good is my prayers going to do? What good is my prayer going to do? First of all, you don't even realize who's bringing this thing on you. Who's bringing it on me, Elder Scudder? Jesus.
Yeah.
Your arguing ain't with me, it's with Jesus.
Amen.
I was telling the saints yesterday, I'm going to let y'all be all close to the book. We keep crying about all these sicknesses we keep having.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, are we taking communion the right way?
Jesus.
Because the Lord says this, in communion, let a man do what? Examine himself.
Yeah.
And then let him eat of that bread and drink of this cup, right? But many have eaten and drinking what? Unworthily. Huh? And brought upon themselves a swift judgment. For this cause many are sickly. Now, is that in the book? So what I need to do, Elder Scudder, do you think I took communion? I don't know whether you took it unworthily. I'm not your judge. The Lord done told you in that same chapter, if we would judge ourselves. Huh? So that means, brother, sister, so-and-so, you need to go back to the drawing board. Do some examining. Maybe you're doing something that's in the Lord's sight is not fit for a saint to do, right? But I'm doing everything. Well, do you. Yeah, every time I say something, you're giving me all this lip. Keep on doing what you're doing then. So let's see how fast you go. Let's see how far you get. And every time I do my benchmark of checks, month, 2 months, 3 months go by, I stop and I look. You still look the same way.
Jesus.
Now go back again. Leave you alone. Don't say nothing to you. 6 months come down the road. I stop. Do my benchmark of check. Still look the same way.
Jesus.
Why? Because you're trying to do it your way.
Yeah.
And your way ain't going to work. Your way ain't going to work. You fighting what kind of a battle? A losing. You fighting a losing battle. And it's best for you just to humble yourself and say, I'm going to do what the Lord say do. Huh? And when you do what the Lord say do, you can't go wrong. Because he said, I will direct your paths. And that's the way to be, saints. All right? I didn't even get to the scriptures that I wanted to get to because of the time. But I want you all to get that thing in your mind, saints. when the Lord bless you to come in here, the Lord blesses your feet. Y'all understand that now?
Yes.
Don't get so used to just coming.
Yes.
This is like a bad when I'm here, I'm here. Understand, the devil don't want you to be here.
Right.
And every day, say, well, Tuesday come. Tomorrow, tonight come. Wednesday come. You got to look. The devil's going to put blockages. Anything he can do to prevent your progress. And you got to see, hold up. This ain't Jesus that's doing this. Jesus ain't going to keep me away from the saints. Not when he tell you your inheritance among those sanctified. That's scripture, right? So Jesus ain't going to keep you away from the saints. So if it's not Jesus, who is it? And when you get victory over that devil, it's time for you to do what? Praise the Lord. It's time for you to let the Lord know, Jesus, I thank you. But thank you, thank me for what? For giving me victory. Oh, that devil that was trying to do what? Stop my progress. Huh? I said, just don't go looking at no more other day. Just look at today. The Lord gave you what? Victory. Huh? And for that, the Lord said, when you come in here, do what to me? Praise me. Praise me for what? Giving me victory. Allow me to do what? Triumph. Huh? Isn't that that's a beautiful sounding word. Triumphant. Huh? Triumphing over what? What are you triumph over? All of my obstacles. All of my hindrances. Everything that was opposing me. Trying to stop me from serving the Lord. Something that I want to do. The Lord can't help you if you don't want to do this. This is for those that do what? They want to sin. What do we say, Brother Robin? If I'm a sinner, all I can do is sin. All I can understand is sin. All I can obey is sin. Why? Because I'm a sinner. What must I do? I got to change my mind. If I don't want to be a sinner, I got to change my mind. I got to stop thinking like a sinner and start thinking like a saint. Right? I got to stop understanding. What does a sinner say? I can't. You can't do that. It's no other way in the world you can stop doing all this stuff. You've got to keep on sinning. No. You ain't got to keep doing that stuff. You didn't come out your mother's womb with it. Huh? Obviously, who put it in your hand if you ain't come out your mother's womb? Nobody but the devil. Trying to kill you quickly, right? I got news for you. I got news for you. The very thing that you think you got to do, you ain't going to leave this earth doing it. When you in your casket, you ain't going to be doing it in your casket. So that lets you know you really don't have to do it, right? You came into this world naked. And you're gonna leave.
Yes, right.
And you're not gonna take what?
Nothing.
So I was laughing. We were teasing the other day. I said, Deke, he be hiding money. Deke got good money. Deke make good money. I said, Deke mess around, go hiding money. I said, he be done dead and gone. Folk gonna go through all of his pockets. Folk gonna go running out the house glad. Say, no more James. James is gone. James done hid away all of his little squirrel nuts all over the place. And then people gonna go run and say, I done found $100. I done found $200. That about size it.
Yeah.
And will you be able to stop him?
No.
Because he'd be dead and gone, right? Huh? He came into this world how? And he's gonna leave how? That's why you better spend your money while you got it right. Huh? If you don't, somebody gonna spend it. Huh? If you don't spend it, somebody else is gonna do it. Very one you trying to keep it away from gonna be right there. Wait, did he take his last breath? Give me his pockets. I'll take his clothes. I'll take all of this stuff. It's the truth, saints. That's why you got to be really cautious. As I say, you be wise with your stuff. Don't think you're gonna. You can't take this stuff with you. You can't take this stuff with you. People all the time say they. You see the little drug boy sometimes. Such and such love money. And they be going around the casket, putting a little money in their pocket. Let me say, you dummies. Do you all realize the morticians, when they go through the things, is going to clean him out? And you be wondering why the morticians riding around with these nice cars and all this jewelry. They ain't buying none of that stuff. Family put it on their people. They be dead by with gold rings and diamonds all on. Oh, he looks so good. Morticians be like, dang, that's a nice ring. That's my size finger, too. He was such a good man.
Oh, the Lord have given and the Lord have taken away. Oh, so sad. It's time for you to go back to your respective places. This was a beautiful service, a beautiful service. Every car go around the corner, they gone. Mortician, make a U-turn. Bring the body back up again.
Yep.
There's something that we left in there. We have to make sure. We got to get it out of there. It is important that we don't let anything of value be on the body, and we have to return it to the family. Huh? Family? Yeah, right. Huh? What happened to the ring that was on his hand? They went down in the grave with him. No, they said it wasn't nothing on him. Ma'am, I don't know what happened. You got to check the people that put the dirt on top of him. The poor grave diggers, they done lost their jobs because you done lived on the grave digger. Something to think about, Satan. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against Jesus. Don't let that devil take your song away from you, saints.